This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome back. In about 30 minutes, we'll speak to The Economist about how Malaysia performed on their democracy index. But in the meantime, affordable housing. Now, the availability of cheap homes is something that has been a long-standing issue in this country.
Right, and the Housing and Local Government Minister, Datuk Zuraida Kamarudin, recently announced that the government has allocated over RM1 billion to build houses for both the B40 and M40 segments of society. The majority of this money has been allocated to the People's Housing Project, PPR, of which 14,000 units are expected to be built this year. But will this solve the problem of access to affordable housing by those who need it the most?
So to help us answer this burning question, we're talking this morning to Chilly Koh, Chief Executive of Urban Metri. Chilly, let's take a look at the affordable housing landscape. There are multiple agencies looking at this issue. Does that pose a problem in terms of coordination and bureaucracy?
Yes, that's a very good question. A lot of people would have experienced this in real time. With government agencies in Malaysia in general, coordination is a big problem. And in Klang Valley itself, we see at least 5 or 6 affordable housing programs that is not just on lending, but on construction itself. So these are like the PPAM, which is for government servant, Prima, Rumah Senangoku, Rumah WIP, the PPR. So just to name a few, right, in Klang Valley itself, and each state itself has their own housing, affordable housing schemes. So if you're going to Johor, you have Rumah Mampu Milik Johor. If you go to Penang, they have their own affordable housing policies and that is implemented at the local council level. So it becomes this bloated, everybody wants to solve this problem kind of direction. There are attempts to coordinate them, because of the way our country's laws work on the local government, state government, and the federal government level, it is extremely difficult to coordinate. And of course, also like, you know, pricing, for example, is very different between Johor, Penang, or even in Penang, Seberang Perai versus Main Island. All these things become adds to the complexity of actually implementing them successfully.
Yeah, Charlie, so we hear a lot about these issues, affordability and coordination. In your view, what other challenges are there that stops us from truly, really addressing this affordable housing crisis?
The most difficult thing for us as Urban Metri is the inability for state and federal government to track the supply of these units that's coming to the market. We have been doing quite a lot of work for various international agencies as well on tracking the supply of affordable housing here in Klang Valley. We have found that certain states, Rumah WIP, for example, there is like ample supply. Where else in Selangor, we have an undersupply due to different kinds of policy. But everybody tends to have this one-size-fits-all solution of either building more or price controlling. Both these two policies have been shown to not work in the long term, and it causes a lot of stress to the property industry itself. It causes a lot of price distortion with the market. It causes a lot of price escalation for the property developers because often they are cross-subsidized. So these policies have caused quite a long-term damage to the market without adding into the accessibility of these units to the B40 or the M40.
So what alternatives would you suggest then?
Instead of setting the goals of I'm going to build 100,000 units or I'm going to build 200,000 units, what is the real goal you're trying to achieve? Home ownership. If you're talking about home ownership, Malaysia has one of the highest home ownership in the region, right? Malaysia currently have 76% home ownership. KL itself has 63% home ownership. Are we trying to achieve 100% home ownership? I can tell you that's impossible. Are you trying to get KL to the 76% home ownership nationwide? Unheard of that a major city in any country to achieve nationwide home ownership unless you're a city-state like Singapore. So what are our targets here? In KL itself, for example, a lot of people who come to KL are transitionary workers. What is really, really needed for the B40 and M40 is safe, dignified, and accessible rental homes that allow them to function and go up the social ladder in a sustainable manner. Instead of, chiming the whole very popular silver bullet idea of home ownership,
Charlie, does this concept also apply to less popular states like Kelantan, Kedah and Terengganu? And obviously, is rental also the solution there?
I'm just staring at these numbers here. And home ownership in less popular states, for example, are actually much higher. Home ownership in Terengganu, for example, is at 87%. How high more can you go? It's a matter of what are your targets for each state and measuring those targets with your policy. So if you are going to implement policies, do measure them, do understand what is a correct way of achieving what you're trying to achieve instead of I am going to build 100,000 homes. How do you come up with 100,000 homes? Do you need 100,000 homes? Is it necessary to do that? Is that going to improve your economy? What is it going to improve? The livelihoods of the B40? That is the question that we need to pose.
Charlie, is there a cultural shift that needs to happen? There's already a present belief that you must own your home to be financially stable, right?
Very interesting you brought that up, right? So that assumption, what is it really based on? It is based on a fundamental idea that a lot of Asians have where a lot of wealth is created through your asset. It's about wealth creation. But what if the asset that you buy does not increase your wealth? What if you overpaid for a property and because of cash flow issues or inaffordability of most of the residents in that building, it causes the asset value to drop? That sounds very perverse to a lot of people. Oh, how can asset property prices drop? But in some cases where prices are overpaid or if the building is dilapidated, it is possible. So are we talking about sustaining wealth here? And if that's the case, who are we aspiring to? If you look at some of the countries overseas, Germany, for example, Sweden, their home ownership is 40%. Is that really a sign of instability for the B40, the fact that your home ownership is low? I think that those are the questions that decision makers and leaders need to start asking themselves. Instead of defaulting to a concept that might not really generally improve the lives and the upward mobility, social upward mobility of the B40.
So would rent to own be a solution here to solve both issues then?
There has been quite a number of rent to own concepts in the market, a lot of different variations and permutations of rent to own. I am not sure that rent to own is the solution to all. But I think having better rental market is going to help with the B40 and N40 to access the safer and better properties that's in the market versus trying to get them. So a lot of people in the market know that there are discrimination to rental in the market to certain groups, demographics, and that needs to be addressed because if that continues, accessibility is not going to improve.
Yeah, that was Charlie Koh, Chief Executive of the property data management company, Urbanmetry. Now, just this whole discussion about affordable housing has been going on ad infinitum, right? And you just get the idea that the policymakers sometimes, it's a little bit like trying to formulate your shampoo and conditioner, your two-in-one, right? Because you want housing for the poor, but you want them to own it as well. You're trying to do too many things at one time. You know, if it's housing that you want to give them housing, right? You don't have to let them own it, right? Which is what I think Charlie was trying to say.
I think the main point for her is that do we know exactly what we are trying to achieve?
Yeah,
that's the point.
The definition of the problem is not clear.
Yeah.
The objective is not clear. You want to give them homes, yes. You want to give them also, you want them to own it. But that's an added complication.
What is your target
right?
here, right?
Yeah.
Because if we look at home ownership in Malaysia, it's extremely high. Like Charlie pointed out.
76%.
And crazy. Even the Klang Valley is 63%, which is pretty unheard of for a capital city. So in terms of home ownership, hey, we've ticked that box. But I think Charlie's point is very valid. What Malaysia really needs is safe, dignified, affordable homes for certain segments of society. And you don't need to own it. You might just need to rent it for the moment. And that's what really counts. And is that available?
And if the landlord is the government, you can rent for the next 30 years and eventually you might own it, which is okay, but you're still paying an affordable rent.
Yeah. And what complicates matters is that everybody is jumping into the bandwagon, adding more financial resources to a problem that is really not really defined very well.
Yes, because the problem is the banks have got their filthy mitts in there and they want to get their pound of flesh. You've also got the landowners who might be connected people who want to sell their land to the affordable home guys to then make a bit of a buck, right? So you've got all these considerations.
You forgot the developers.
And then the developers who are trying to get their pound of flesh. And you know what, right? When you get a project and you get a license from the government to do your development, right? A certain portion must be set aside for affordable homes. They do that so that they can build their luxury condos, 5-star, you know.
And guess what? The affordable home doesn't have to be in the vicinity of that project. It can be somewhere else. Mean?
Yeah. So that's why.
Those some of the things that I think, you know, some of us don't realize. But definitely, I think that affordable home issue has to be addressed.
Okay. From affordable homes in Malaysia to the pandemic budget in India. After this, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.